Yaron Daf, Lamed Ches, Lamed Aleph. Let us again start from the memory of Rav Chisdek. They have a three-way machlokes. The Mishnah says that is in order for a shechita of a mesukenes to be kosher, we need that there should be a pirchus. We're going to have a three-way machlokes when this pirchus has to be. Omar Rav Chisdek pirchus sha'amru b'soif shechita. Rav Chisdek had a kabbalah mesoyrev that the pirchus is b'soif shechita. And then Rav Chisdek explained this kabbalah. Mai b'soif shechita b'emza shechita. That means that the pirchus is to be b'emza shechita. La'afuki t'chila shechita. The Lashon b'soif means that it cannot be in the beginning of the shechita. It has to be in the middle of the shechita. Let us again see Rashi. Amar Rav Chisdek pirchus sha'amru. Ani sha'amru. That they said. Ani shamati, sha'amru, ani shamati b'soif shechita. I heard that this is b'soif shechita. Ba'ani meforish, and I'll explain that I had heard. My soif she'shamati emtsa shechita means it should be b'emtsa shechita. Ba'hai dekori le'soif, that what it is called, the soif, that what they called it, the soif shechita, la'fuki im b'tchila shechita pirchese. That if there was a pirchus b'tchilas hashchita, so that is no good. Why? Kiven the be'emtsa hashchita. Let us again see the lashon of the Shita Mekabetzes in the Beperish Ksav Yad. Kiven the be'emtsa hashchita lo'havis lochi yuse kihai. It means whatever falls into the category of pirchus. Let us say by Behima Dake, pirchus is poshta yodo v'chozro. Chozro, that is a pirchus. Poshta yodo is not a pirchus. But poshta yodo v'chozro is a pirchus. So, kivin de be'emtze shchite lahavelo chiyuse kihai, if by the emtze shchite there was no v'chozro, there was no ma'ase pirchus, Asire, the hu pirchus, that means it was only poshta yoda or something less than the pirchus which is necessary, havi mishum netilas neshama. So that means that it died already. That means there are stronger dargis of pirchus, which the Tanoi mentioned that we need those stronger dargis, a kofifa or poshta yad or regal. These are dargis in pirchus. So if this has to be by the beginning of the shechita, by the middle of the shechita, if it would be by the beginning and by the middle of the shechita, you don't have these dargis of pirchus. So memela, so I say that it was not alive already in the middle of the shechita. This pula was a pula of netilas neshama. But if you have, in the middle of the shechita, you have a pirchus, whatever is considered a pirchus, so this pirchus, we have to understand, because Anish says a lashon which is al kaponim in Rav Chisdek Tichagot, the Chazanish says that pirchus is a show of chiyus. The name is alive, this is a simen of chiyus. So the Chazaynish says that if it has this chiyus, it takes time for the chiyus to diminish. It doesn't go from chiyus to no chiyus suddenly. It takes time. So memele, so that is Shad Rav Chisdek. Rav Chisdek said, if the pirchus was b'emtsa shechita, so till the gemar shechita, I can assume that it's still alive. Because if it had such a strong chiyus, b'emtsa shechita, it's zicher there was remaining skiyas till the gemar shchita. Masha ein kein, if the pirchus was by the tchilas hashchita, and by the emtsa shchita you just see some weak movements, so memela that I have no guarantee that it was living through the whole shchita, could be you died in the midst of the shchita. That is the svare of Rav Chisda. Omar Rav Chisda mino aminolo. So Rav Chisda said, how do I know that this is pshat? This nun, we learned in the Mishnah, Behima Dake Shaposhta Yodo Veloi Hichziro Psula. How do I know? That means I have a Kabbalah Soib Shchita. And Vachayre, so you could say Kipshutoi, that the Pichas has to be Besoib Shchita. How do I know that it doesn't have to be Besoib Shchita, it can be Be'emtza Shchita? Meno amino lo da be'emtza shchita also as a din soif. It's not, we learned in the Mishnah, be'imodaka shaposhta yodo v'lo yichzira psula. Be'imodaka shaposhta yodo v'lo yichzira psula. It's possible, hey, the pula of poshta yodo is not a pirchus. Amos, when did the be'imodaka do this? Ilayme besoif shchita, if this was besoif shchita, kol heichi teichi v'teizels, how long does it have to live? If poshta yodo is not a simen of chiyos, and this was, it says like this, poshta yodo is no good, chosro is good. So poshta yodo is no good because that is not a simen of chiyos. Amos, Ilema Besaib Shchite, if the Poshta Yoda was Besaib Shchite, Kolhechi, Teichi, Vetezel. So how long does it have to live? How long does it have to live? Poshta Yoda is not a simon of chi, it's fine. It's a simon that it died. So let it die. If you have the simon in the Saib Shchite, so there's nothing wrong with that. Is a raya that the simonim are speaking about be'emtza shchita. So then it's very good. So if you have a strong simon of chiyas be'emtza shchita, that chazra poshta yada v'chazra, so then I can assume that till the gemar shchita was still alive. But poshta yada alone is not a simon of chiyas. So that's why I can't be saying mechan the shchita. But if you hold that soif, that the soif shchitim is mamish soif, so what's wrong that it was poshta yoda by soif shchita, died by the soif shchita? It's by the soif shchita, let it die. It's, how long does it have to live after the shchita? Let us see what Rashi says. Mino amino lo dahai soif sheshamati emtuhu. It can't be mamish the soif. Amos Poshta v'lo yechzira, when is this? Poshta was in Damrin and Psula. If it's by the Soif Shchita, kol heichi teichi v'tizol, the acha sheshochta, after the Shchita, lo yitazgi v'pshitas yad v'lo yikvife, if it died after the Shchita, it shouldn't be sufficient that was Poshta yoda, with me. So why isn't Poshta yoda good after the Shchita? There's nothing wrong with it. That is the raya of Rav Chisda. And let us just see Taisus the raya. Taisus says there's a problem with Rashi. According to Rashi, the whole raya of Rav Chisda is a smaller. So it doesn't have to the mission, it's not. The Mephorish Rabbeinu Tam, Tony Sha'ena Eloi Tzoyis Nefesh Daik. The Mishnah says the reason why Poshta Yoda is no good, because this Poshta Yoda is Hay Tzoyis Nefesh. So Rav Chisda says, if this is by the Seif Shchita, Da'otam Ilai Chayisa Harbe, it didn't live enough, Ilai Hay Tzoyis Nefesh Seif Shchita, If this is a Tos Nefesh, if Nefesh didn't live enough, you have to live B'Shas Neshchit, or the life B'Shas Neshchit. So Al Kolchoch, the Seif, that what he had in this Messiah Shamati, that the Pilchus has to be the Seif, means Be'emta, so now it's very good. Since Be'emta you have a Pilchus, so that shows, as we mentioned from the Chazayin Ish, that it's, that you, I have a Simen Chiyus, and Chiyus does not stop instantly. It dwindles. The male here, the Pilchus, Be'emta, Ashritim. So Memela, I can assume that it was alive till the Seif Shritim. But if you need the Pilchus B'Seif Shritim, so why is Poshta Yoda not good? Poshta Yoda, the Mishnah says, because it died. Let it die now. It lived long enough. Now it can die. Omer le'Rove, lo'olam b'seif shchita. Rove holds the Pirchus has to be b'seif shchita. Shani Omer, and but I say, kol shein o'isa came b'seif shchita, if it was no Pirchus b'seif shchita, ביודוה שנסמוסו נטו לימנו קודם לכם. That means, if it doesn't make, שאני מקור שאינו אויסה כן פושטו וחוזרו לאחר שחיתה, ביודוה that it was, so the פושטו יודו was, the Poshta Yodah is a simon that there was an Atilus Neshama before. That's that I think the Balamoyo says this a little bit more clearly. The Balamoyo says that, Kosha Poshta Yodah Vlei Hechzira B'Soiv Shchita P'sula Shani Yoyme Ein Ze Eloi Tzois Nefesh Demi Kora Shebi Yadua Shenoto Nishmosa Mimeda Kaidem Lachem. That means the Poshta Yoda of the Seif Shchit is a raya that there was a Tzios HaNefesh before. That was, he's going, slugging up his raya from the Mishnah. Why, the Mishnah says that the Chson of Poshta Yoda is the Tzios HaNefesh. It was a Tzios HaNefesh. That's what the Mishnah says. Shein Elo Tzios HaNefesh. So yes, what's the Chson of Tzios HaNefesh? The Seif Shchita, so he says, no, it means it was a Tzos Nefesh. B'emtza Shchita. Rav Nachman, Ba'yitzrak Omar, Pirche She'omru B'tchila Shchita. Rav Nachman Ba'yitzrak said that the Pirches can be B'tchila Shchita. So what does that mean? So Rav Nachman said that, as we mentioned before, from the Chazaynish, that if the behemoth has a simen chiyus, the simen chiyus does not, the simen chiyus does not stop instantly, it dwindles out. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, if there was a pilchus betchila shchita, so that is enough of a simen that there'll be enough chiyus for the whole shchita. So memela, so that's good. Pirche she'omru b'tchila shchit. Omar Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak, Mino amino lo. How do I know that pirches b'tchila shchit is sufficient? It's none. We learned in the Mishnah, Omar Rav Shimon, Hashoichet b'layla, a person shechted at night. And when he shechted, it was pitch black, he was unable to see if the behemoth was mefarches. B'lamocha motzak solim Malaya Dam Kshayro, and the next day he saw Ksolim Malaya Dam. So it's Kosha Shazinka, because from the Ksolim Malaya Dam, I see that it was Mekalaya Dam Bekoyach, and that is a Pir Chemidas Chabalazar, because Chabalazar says that Zino, we hear it three Shitas, what Pirchas is. Shimon Gamliel says, Tafachas Biyada Beregel. The Chachamim hold Ashet Vachas Oy B'Yad Oy B'Regu, and Rav Elazar says Daya Im Zinka. That Zinka is also enough. So Rav Shimon said Kishitas Rav Elazar that so if I did not see any, it was dark, pitch black when I shechted,
He did not see any simonim of Pirkes b'shas teshita. But if in the morning he sees that the kesolim amaleim dam, so then I see there was zinka. If it was zinka, so memele, that's a Pirkes of Cheshechemides Chabalas. Va'amar Shmuel koisle beish shchita shanino. We'll see Rashi exactly why he, I'm not made together being Shmuel. But Shmuel said, koisle beish shchita shanino. That what it says in the Mishnah. That what it says in the Mishnah, motza keisole meleim dam, means the koisle beish shchita, which means the oil that is sovit, the beish shchita, is full of dam. Now, in order for the oil to be full of dam, the base of shchita is always full of dam. But it could be dead also, be full of dam. But the oil around the base of shchita, in order for the oil to be full of dam, it had to be zinuk from the shchita. Which is a simen pilchus. So Nachma Yitzchak said, if you'll say that a simen pirches betchilas shchita is enough of a hichacha that it was chiyus during the whole shchita shaka, that's very good. So b'meila, I see the zicha was a pirches here, which is zinuk according to Rabbi Laz. So b'meila, eli amrit b'sayv shchita, but if you say the way you say, you have a messiah and you need a pirches b'sayv shchita, whatever sayv shchita means, maybe the zinuk was betchilas shchita. You don't know what happened. In the morning you find out. In the morning you see that there was zinuk, 100% true. There was zinuk back in the morning. But that is not a proof that when the zinuk was, the zinuk could have been betchilas shchita. And if you say a pirchas betchilas shchita is not a giloi, that there was chiyus during the whole shchita, so what did you see in the morning? Is a raya that a pirchas betchilas shchita is also enough. Let us see Rashi. Betchilas shchita kloima afilu pirchas of betchilas shchita daya. Period. Now this is a new Dibur HaMasul, the Maraban Shebek says, Ksheirot, and he is speaking about that he found in the morning that there was Ksolem Elei Adam, Ksheirot, Afol Gav, Dahavi Mr. Kenneth, even though it was Mr. Kenneth, even the Malayim, Kaisle Beshe Shechit Adam, so be you do it, Shezin Kosos, no problem. The Midas Rabbalaz is Omazinik Ave Pirchit. For Omar Shmuel, and now, when Rav Nachman by Yitzchak brought his raya, the raya was based on a member of Shmuel that the Molei Kaisolim Dam means the Kaisolim Be Malayim Dam, Kaisolim is the Kaisolim Be Sashchit. So Rashi at the Kasha, what is that Negeya when the, if Kaisolim means Kaisolim Mamish, the Kaisolim Be Sashchit? I mean, the raya is, I don't know when the Zinik happened. And it's good, so you see that Zinik Betchil also helps. So Rashi says, Mahochi Yitzchak Lefrushi Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. In order to bring his raya that Pirchas Betchil Shchita helps, Mahochi Yitzchak Lefrushi the Kaisol Dochel Havi Kaisol Mamish Ala Kaisol Beis Shchita, the Havi Kaisol Mamish, if it would mean that the walls are full of blood, then tomorrow, if the shayla is from the walls are the biral of the zinuk. Then we can tell when the zinuk was. We have a betchilas shchita, a zinuk that comes about betchilas shchita. You say a zinuk lamayla bekaisel. That means a zinuk that comes right in the beginning of the shchita, that the baim still has kaiches. So it would reach a high part in the kaisel. The machmas koyach v'chiyashoy you adayim b'beima zinka lemelche. Then the zinuk goes. I can tell from the height of the zinuk that it was in the beginning of the shchita. Mimimtza zinuk lemata b'kaisel, but then goes too far. Pidu ishevemtza shchita zinka shloyim b'koyach kolkach lezanik adam lemelche. So Memele, if I would learn Pshat in the Mishnah Kipshut, I not like Shmuel. I would say, as koisel melei adam means the koisel abaye, so then the Nachman Yitzchak doesn't have any raya. Because from the koisel abaye, I can tell when the zinik was. Because the zinik in the beginning of the shchita is much stronger than the zinik b'emta shchita. So memele, so then I could say, I could be matre of Nachman Yitzchak. Could be need zinik b'emta shchita like Rav Chisda says, and they could tell from the height of the zinik there was b'emta shchita. Ah, well, hash to dama shmul dani kaisle habe kaisle mapish. Hello, kaisle beisa shchita, le metzina le meida. When the kaisle beisa shchita, I have no way of figuring out the tchila shchita zin kalacha shchita. Och he come out. So that was Rav Nachman's raya. Iyam rat vishloime. That was Rav Nachman Yitzchak. I am with Pishleim a kol kama the pirches of a levet chile frita of a pirches shape. So then it's very good. The Rezina Lemocha Yidei Zinik, the Polch is moot. I see there was pirches. When it was, it's irrelevant. There was Zicha a pirches during the Shchita, could be in the beginning of the Shchita, and that is sufficient to ensure us that there was Chiyas during those Shchita. Eliyam with Bemse Shchita Bino. Man Leimel on the Mocha, the Zinit Tulul, the Bemse Shchita Oye, Doma Betchila Shchita Zon. So that was the Raya of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. That Pirchis Betchila Shchita is sufficient. Before we go further in this, you let us see the next Taisvit. Rav Oma, Pirchis Omro Besayf Shchita. For the Lord, so what was Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's Raya? You hold that Pirchas Betchila Shchita is no good. Zinat Betchila Shchita is no good. So he's asking a good kasha. So how could you be machshir the behemoth? Shum d'lei shchicha shiye zinuk elo b'soyim. So that's the mayor Rava is the machlokes Rava Rav Nachman Yitzchak is as follows. Rava says, it is most shchiyah when the behemoth, this inyan of kilua, this inyan of zinuk, b'shach shchite, roi pa'omim, I don't know what Taisus doesn't even say roi, Taisus says shchiyah, that it's more shchiyah that it should happen besayf shchite, it's more shchiyah that it should happen besayf shchite. But it can happen before also, can happen before also, but it's more shchiyah that it should happen besayf. So, Rava held, this is a sufficient abiru. That means if I see a zinuk, and it's more shchiyah that the zinuk should occur besayf shchita, I can assume that it occurred besayf shchita, even though I'll ask a shaykhet, it could have happened before, so it could have happened before, but it's not shchiyah. So, Rava held, this is enough of abiru. As long as it's more shchiyah tak on the besayf, I'm permitted to assume that it happened in Saif, because this is more shchiyah. So I can assume that this zinuk occurred. Wait, no, it's the most shchiyah to occur, besayf shchita. So my male is saying, apichas besayf shchita. It seems Rav Nachman by Yitzchak held that he didn't disagree on the Messias with Rabbi 100% right. These are facts of shchita. Roi pa'omim, the zinuk is besayf shchita. But this zikher a possibility, and perhaps you could call even Amiyot HaMotri that it can happen, but Chilas HaShchita, Bens HaShchita. So he said, in order to be Mevarel, that there was a proper Shchita done on the Mesukenes, this Birur of Shchiyach is not sufficient. We have to take into consideration, maybe there was a Zinuk, but Chilas HaShchita, which is also possible. It's not Shchiyach. It's not probable, but it's possible. And since this is a probability, I can't be mata the behemoth because of this. Because it's not shchiyah to happen so many times. That was what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak held. And Rav held, no, this is I can rely on. I can arrive at the stomach the zinik happen the way it normally happens besides shchiyah. Zok the Gemara writer. Rechtig Gemara, Vidume, Shiny, Zinuk, the Odin. So we ask a very interesting question of Nachum Bayitzchak. Nachum Bayitzchak, you have a raya. Now give a more the karaya l'shitaschem, that the Mishnah says that if the Koisle beis hashchita wa malayim dam, the halacha is, I can rely that there was a proper shchita, and it is very, there's a possibility that the zinuk was betchilas hashchita, and I can still rely on the zinuk. So you say, Zerai, that pichas betchilas shchita is also sufficient. Like the Gemara, no. The Mishnah is talking about zinuk. Maybe zinuk is a tremendous show of chiyas. That means zinuk is a mayor de chiyas. So Mamele, you're right. If there was a zinuk betchilas shchita, so Mestome, you want to now cheshbon when it died from the zinuk in zikhah, there's enough time to make a whole maaseh shchita in order, and it will still be alive, because zinuk is a tremendous show of chiyas. But how can you prove that every pirchas is also sufficient if it was betchilas shchita? Poshto yad, according to the Chachamim, poshto yad is a simen of pirchas. Maybe poshto yad is not such a show of chiyas. So memele could be, so pirchas betchilas is not a birul that it lived through the whole shchita. Maybe zinuk is better. That was the kasha. V'dilma shani zinuk da'odit. Maybe it's better than stam pirchas. So how can you say from zinuk I see that every pirchas is sufficient before shchita? So the Gemara asks, so me odit, zinuk is such a good simen pirchas, masnan, Rabbi Loza Oimer Daya Im Zinka. Look at how Rabbi Loza says it. Rabbi Loza says Daya. See, no, you don't need such a big biro. Daya Im Zinka. So you see from Rabbi Loza Gufe that Zinuk is a smaller simen of Pirches. So Mamele Rabbi Nachman Yoit Ben Yitzchak is right. Look at the Gemara. No, it's not right. It's Kalmi the Ram Gamliel. That means in the Mishnah we have Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Loza, and the Chachamim. Rabban Gamliel said you need Poshet Yad Veregel. That's a simen of Pirchas. Okay, that's a real big simen. Rabban Loza said, Daya Im Zinka. You don't need such a big shear the way Rabban Gamliel said, for a smaller shear, Zinik is also enough. Now, the Chachamim said that Poshet Yad Oy Regel is sufficient. Hashet Tefach is Oy B'Yad Oy B'Regel. That's what the Chachamim said. So it could be, now we passed them like the Chachamim. So the Shia Pilchus is Tefach is B'Yad Oy B'Regel, that's enough. So it could be Zinuk, I'm still back with my Kasha and Rav Nachman Yitzchak's Chai. Could be Zinuk is better than Tefach is B'Yad Oy B'Regel. So memele, so you're right, zinuk take betchilas shchita is a biro that this chiyus lasted, the whole zman hashchita. That's by zinuk. But tefaches biyad, uberegel, could be that a smaller simen of chiyus, and could be that's no, then that won't help betchilas shchita. So how can you say with a behiris, that pirchas, all pirchas, but as Hashem, pirchas is good, betchila shchita, netzarechocha, that it was alive during the whole shchita, your whole eyes from Rabbi Loza. He's talking about zinuk. Zinuk can be better than the pirchas of the Chachamim. That is the kasha of the Gemara of Nachman by Yitzchak. Zichi is mekel, he's more mekel than Rabbi Gamliel, but could be, this is a bigger pirchas than what the Chachamim require. The Gemara, Rabbeinu Omer Daya. So the Gemara says, Dayim Zinka. So the Gemara says, Kal Midah Rabbeinu Gamliel. You're right. This is a lesser simen of Chiyas than Rabbeinu Gamliel simen. Above Odek Midah Rabbeinu. But could be it's better than the Simone Pirchas of the Rabbeinu. So we're back to this kasha and Rav Nachman Bayitzchak. How do you know
How do you know that all Pirchus helps with Chilas Shchita?
Oma Ravine, Oma Lisame Baal Chilkoi. Akshibo Avua Debar Abodro.
And this is a very interesting lesson. The father of the son of Abu-Vram. Now, the father of the son of Abu-Vram is Abu-Vram. That's him. He's the father of the son of Abu-Vram.
That means, so why did they call him that way? They called him that way because they didn't know him, but the son was a known person, so they wanted to speak about the father, so they said the father was not too known to people, so he said he is the father of the son of Abu-Vram.
Omrila Achved de Abu-Vram, or the brother of the son of Abu-Vram. It seems the son of Abu-Vram was someone that was known, so if you want to figure out who we're talking about, you can chesbin with him. Anyway.
If you think that Zinuk is better than Pirchus Piyada Benaydu, Posnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Bechachomim Oimrim Ad Shetefaches, that it's only permitted to eat Ad Shetefaches Oy Biyad Oy Benaydu. So it means Ad is a Loshen de Machmel. You can't be Samech on the Shchita, Now, who are the Chachamim speaking to? That they say, no, you need more. Elaim Adram Gamliel. They're not saying Adjit Tefachis, given Shepichis and Miboilek. Adram Gamliel said, you need a Pichis of a Yad and a Regal. And they say, one is enough. So not Adjit Tefachis, Biyad or Beregal, given Shepichis, Biyad or Beregal. That means you don't need such a big Pichis the way you demand that fellow a smaller pichus is also good. Elopshita at the Rabbi Lezer, the going to Rabbi Lezer. His Rabbi Lezer said that what that zinuk daio be zinuk. So memele is so, and then they say, no. Not just the fachus biyade berego. The odif my ad. So if we will say that zinuk is better than mefachus biyad, so they would have said kiven. And since they said ad, so it seems they're more machmal than Rabbi Lozo. So comes out Rabbi Lozo is the biggest makel. And if Rabbi Lozo holds that a pirchis betchilas shchita, we said it right from the Kaisolim Alayim Bam, if Rabbi Lozo holds that a pirchis betchilas shchita is a simen on the whole shchita, so the Chachamim will also hold like that. The Shishael is what's called Pirchus. You want it to be Matri, you want to say maybe Zinuk is a gold strong Simen of Chiyas. So you can't bring a Ryan on a normal Pirchus. But here we see from the Mishnah that the Pirchus of Tefachus Biyad Beregel is a stronger Pirchus than Zinuk. So Memele, Adzit Tefachus Biyad Beregel. So if we see that Pirchus of Zinuk Betchila helps, so about the Givis, a Pirchus of Yad V'Regel will help, and that is the Svara of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Let us see Rashi. V'dul Meloilam Shah Pichusim Lehav Pirchus Elo Begtze, Oy Begmar Shchita. V'shani Zinik, the Odev Chiyusei, this is a strong show of Chiyus, O Pirchus Godel. Hilkach Avila Betchila Shchita Zinko Shapir Domi. Dayom Zimol says we see Rabbi Lozo says Dayom Zinko Mitana Dayom Echlal Bekil. So it's zicher less than the Pichus of Ram Gamliel. It's killed me the Ram Gamliel, the boy Biyad or Beregel Bishneim. What do you mean the Rabbon? Domi Biyad or Beregel. So Moi Sakasha, maybe it's like a kill me the Ram Gamliel, but it's other me the Rabbon, we pass him like the Rabbon. So Memele, so back to the Kashi, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So it could very well be that Zinuk is better than Pirchus Biyad Beregel. So you have no right that Pirchus, but all Pirchus Betchila Shchita will help. Abu Brom Shem Eish. Abu Ed Debar Ubrom. Zeh Abu Brom Atzmoy. That's Abu Brom. He's the father of the son of Abu Brom. Umakir and Oyu Esabem. People knew who the son was. Lo yesov, ויקיין אויסוי אל שם בנוי. שוואס וואס בנוי סימלוי, so when they speak about the father, they said, he's the father of the son of Abubram. עד, מה שמדוחם רק פרחס, תרבות המענך דור, מי זה רב לא עשה עודף, מי עד הרבונון, מה שמדודף, if you say that zinik is odd, give me boy lele meim. Al shema mino zinut kil, vachloch yisagi leike, ave betchil ashchites, ama meila, that the raya of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Rava omar. Now we're going to learn a gemara, a very difficult gemara, and first we'll say the words, try to translate the words, and then we'll try to figure out what the words mean. Omar Rove, Rove Omar Pirches Sha'omru Besoif Shchit. Rove said Pirches is Besoif Shchit. Now Rashi says here a mouthful. Soif Mamish Shetefalcheis Bigmar Shchit. That means when the Shchit ends, so it's Mefalcheis Bigmar Shchit. That means if the Shchit ends, 10 after 1 exactly, so it has to be, as a big gemar shchita, 10 after 1, it has to be mefarches. The zman of the gemar shchita, it has to be mefarches then. Now here Rashi says, avol, the tehevi bochiyis achar shchita. That it has to be mefarches 10 after 1, that will know it's still alive 11 after 1. So kaponim, we see from this Rashi so far, that Rove was Mechadish, that till now we were under the impression that the Behemah has to be alive. V'shashchite, you have to shech the Levitike Behemah. Fine. If it died to get by the Gemar Shchite, that's no problem. And that was the Taina of Rav Chizdech, what the son of Poshta Yoda. So it died right after the Shchite, so what's the problem? Rove said, no, it has to live after the Shchite. So it was mefalches bigmar shchitem shetefalches bigmar shchitem deheva bochiyus acha shchit. Okay, so we see one thing already, that Rava holds he needs chiyus after the shchit. Fine. Omar Rava menor aminovo. How do I know you need chiyus after the shchit? The sanya, now we go on attention to lachay. The sanya we learned to baraisa. Shoyer oy kesef oy yeiski yibole oy tachasim ha-yishim ha-shomim ha-shmini 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 ha-shmini. So now we dash in this pasuk. Shoyer oy kesef prat likloy. The oy is coming to tell us that what kind of a behemoth can be brought. What kind of a behemoth can be brought for a korban? Asher oy kesef. Now we'll see this oy is a miut prat lekloy. That means if you had a tayish, a bo al harochel, and they can't have children, a goat and a sheep can't have children, so memele and the child is kloyim, that's posel lekol. Right? From the first oy, from this oy, we learn out that kloyim is awesome. Oy is prat lenidma. Nidma means that oy is coming to tell us the mother was an ace, the father was a tayish, so the both of them were not mixing two minim, and the child that was born looks like a rochu. I mean, there was kasha v'maisa. It looks like a roch. It looks like a kloyim dikibahime. That means the first case was speaking about mamish kloyim. Akamistam, it looks like. The second one is not kloyim, but nidme. It looks like a kloyim dikibahime. Ki yivolet. Okay, these droshes are not negeya arsugi. Ki yivolet. Sheir ekesev ayes ki yivolet. It was born. Prat. L'yaytze daifen. If it was a yaytze daifen, which passes means it's a Syrian,
So memele, that is possible lakov. You need to have a normal birth. Kiyavoli. Shivas yomim. It says a shivas yomim tachas imoy. Prat l'machus el zman. It has to be, that has to be, when you bring it for a kol, it has to be 8 days old. It can't be, there has to be shivas yomim tachas imoy. Imoy, tachas imoy, that's a very interesting lotion. It has to be 7 days tachas imoy. Prat l'yosem. That means if this ba'ema is a yosem, so that tachas imoy, so it's possible like of. Now, let us see Rashi till now, because we'll get a little a picture of what yosem means over here, and we'll be able to understand the sugya a little better. As the sugi continues, prat l'kloyim ben rochel v'tayish. You heard the mother was a rochel, the father was a tayish, and eight. Sheposel l'kolben miribuye doi dorish. It says an extra oi, so we're memayit kloyim. Nidme eis sheyoldem itayish. The mother was an eight, the child from a tayish. Kamoiso. That means the Zoch and the Nekeva both were the same mean. But the child is Daimel L'Rochel. That's the psul of Nidme. Prat L'Yaitse Doifim Shekol Uo V'Hoitse Yuhu. They tore open the mother. They took out the child. Pa'omim Shemeso U'Pa'omim Shechaya. Now all of a sudden Rashi is telling us the medical statistics, how successful this Assyrian is. So Rashi says sometimes the Behemah dies, sometimes the Behemah doesn't die, sometimes the Behemah is alive. Let's put this away also, but this is Negei Alono. But let's go for it. Fine. I mean, we're here because we're talking about the animal that wasn't born. There was a Yetzidayf. Why does Rashi all of a sudden have to speak about the Chiyas of the mother? Okay. Zayin yomim, prat l'machus l'zman, shlagila zayin yomim. Afilu imay kayemis, it was tachas imay, the mother's here, shiva shomim tachas imay, but it's not old enough to bring. Tachas imay. So Rashi says, tachas imay, so the dalit, yiyah, I think, tachas imay, yiyah sha'acha. It has to be 1 hour, and an hour does not mean 60 seconds, that was 60 minutes, it means a time. There has to be some time, yesha achas, that there had to be a time it had a mother. We'll see, the sugya progresses what this means. Prat liyot, if this behemoth never had a mother, so memela, so it's possible I call them. Behechi domi hayos. Now we're going to try to figure out what does it mean the Torah said a behemah that is a yosem is posel lakov. Ilay medi lidetei imei belacha shomeisov. If you'll say, this is the lashon of the Gemara, but let us see it in Rashi ready. If the behemah gave birth belacha shomeisov. How long does the mother have to live already? You mean, yes, I mean, that isn't called a yosem. There was a after the behemoth was born, it had a mother, and the mother died 5 minutes later. So what's wrong with that? I mean, how long does the mother have to live? That's called it had a mother. I mean, it doesn't mean it has to have a mother the whole life. He has a mother. That needs a mother. He has a mother. V'hol lekel ameim adashmin nekro shetich ye'imay kol zayim. Shiva shemim tachas imay. What are you saying? The mother doesn't have to live the age of Mishuselach. That's true. But al kapon, the pasuk says, for 7 days the behemah needs a mother. So Rashi says, no, that's not true. This is by, I think, a Bukhur. אם אימא יאכל כל זין, תאמר לא אימא תחס אימא. One person that says, Im imoi, and one person that says, Tachas imoi. We'll see this. Zanya Beteres Kainim. Abi Yaisi Yaima, Matam Aloyma Tachas imoi. Fishna Mazanya Miim imoi. Yok, Kozayin, Tam Aloyma Tachas imoi. I Tachas imoi, Yok, Lafala Yaitse Mimenok, Shimeiso, Tam Aloyma imoi. Ashme Sheshneim Boila Mechot, Shetekuye imoi. כיצד, אפילו נסקיים אלו אימוי שאחס, ואיתחס אימוי משמלה לרב יסי, הגלילי חליפי אימוי, שמייסי אימוי ונישה במקוימו. Now, רב יסי learned, אם אימוי means with the mother. תחס אימוי means he's in the place of the mother. She's dead already. He's in her place. חילופי אימוי. So we have here two פסוקים. One Pasuk says that he has to be with the mother, and one Pasuk says the mother died and he's in place of the mother. So Rabbi Yossi says, so it means both have to be true. He has to be with the mother for a minute, so he was with the mother, and then he's tachasime. It's imimai and tachasime. Fine. Yes, that's the drash, that he has to be 1 minute with the mother, that the mother has to be alive 1 minute after the later, we'll see soon, some emela, and then the mother can die, and that's called Zara Yosa. But he has to be with the mother, and then he's tachasimah, then he's in place of the mother. Now let us see the Gemara. Ha Yosem Heichi Domi. So what does a Yosem mean? Now let's just understand. What does a Yosem mean? A Yosem means that it was not with the mother. And that's why I have a Mias. That means, but let's just clarify. If the mother died, let's just make a husband, and then we'll see how the mother husband died. If the mother died, bigmar haleda. So when the Vlad was born, he wasn't with his mother. So that's called a yosem. That is called a yosem. He never had a mother. The mother died a minute after the later, that's called, he's not a yosem. The mother died together with the lady, then he's called a yosem. Fine. So the Gemara, ha yosem hechidomi. Now let us see the Gemara. Ilei madilite imai vahoda meisa. If the mother gave birth to him, and then she died, lo ilam teichi v'teizom. How long does she have to live? And we just said that she only has to live a mashu to be called that imai. Ella de meisa vahoda yelidetia. I will say it's speaking about that she died before, and then the later was nigmar. Mechiyevolei nafke. Now here the Gemara saying Gemara de kiyosai. Mechiyevolei means that the whole later has to be through the mother. Now if the mother is going to die be'emta later, We can be mighty the Vlad from the aim, but that's not called ki yivole. Yivole means that the whole process of later was through the mother. She made the later. So if she died before the gmar later, so I don't need he's a yosem also, but forget about that. Well, I don't need this pasuk to tell me that a yosem is puzzle. He's puzzle because of ki yivole. Fine. So the more trying to find what is the case that he's puzzle of yosem, a new psul of yosem. Elop shite, zeh pirish lemise, vzeh pirish lechay. So kochok, the case of yosem is speaking about that means by the Gemar later he was born, she died by the Gemar later, so that means the whole process of later she made a Maisa later, so Kiyavole, and the Batachas, that Pirish Lamisa is that Pirish Lachaim, and that I need a Pasuk to tell me, so what's wrong here?
Логис и гайосем. И даже не вам обе. Ямрет пишлай бабинен хиюса бесайф лайде. If we will say that we need chiyus besoif leide, that means that she has to be alive after the leide. Eine zitzrich kolle mutai. So that's what the pasuk is saying. If she'll die, zapirish lamisa, zapirish lachaim is no good because the mother has to live a second after the leide. Ella yamret leibinen chiyus besoif leide. If you don't need chiyus besoif leide, so the Gemara says, Manushek. That means if you don't need chiyus after the leide, besoif leide, so, and b'shas leide is good. If it was that pirush chaim, that pirush lamisa. So the whole time it's no good is if the behema dies before the Gemara leide. So that's Nismayat and Kiyivale. So why do you need the Pasuk of Yosef? So from the Pasuk of Yosef we see that the Behemah has to live a regga after the labor. Fine. Wonderful. Now, Tan Sheila Ben, is a din Yosef by Kochim. Understand that we don't understand that it's relevant, but I'll keep on in time. Now, here, we're talking about Pirchis, when you need Pirchis, about Kaponim, before we explain anything, but we can see a vague comparison. Because when Rashi started explaining Rove, so Rashi said, Rashi spilled the beans. Rashi said, B'soiv shchita, b'soiv mamish et tefalcheit, בגמר שחיתה, תתהווה בו חיוס אחר שחיתה. רוב is said that in order for it to be a kosher שחיתה, you need that the behemah should be alive a second after the שחיתה. That's what Rove said. And Rove brings a raya because by a kovan you see that the mother has to be alive a second after the שחיתה. What the tushtal is, we're not up to there yet. But al-Kaponim, vaguely, we can understand what Rav is saying. Rav is comparing these two dinim somehow, and he's saying, just like by a Kovin, we need that there should be chiyus after the leide, so by Shechita, we need there should be chiyus after the Shechita. That is the comparison of Rav, which we at present cannot understand what the comparison is. Ella the Mesa Vahada Yiliditiya. The Gemara says, if it's speaking about the case of Yosef Mi, that the Behemah died, and then the later was Nigma, Aino Yetzidoitim. So that already is Yetzidoitim. The whole Shekal Uwa Vahoytiyas Vlada, Bei Mesa, Bei Chaya, Bei Yetzidoitim. That falls into Yetzidoitim. Now, Gavuch, let me say, Amayma Hamuska. Two things I want to say. And the second thing is mamish really problematic. Before we say this Rashi, other Mefoshim, I think the Chazainish, and others say, the Gemara says, if the Behemah died before the Gemara later, that it's Kiyavolet Pratli Yaitzei Daifet. Now, if the Behemah died before the Leide, it is before the Gemar Leide, it is not necessary to make a Caesarean. You can somehow pull out the blood from the aim. You don't have to make a Caesarean. So what's Haini Yaitzi Daifin? So the Mephoshim say Yaitzi Daifin means that there wasn't a natural Leide Mitzata aim. Yaitzi Daifin means that someone else was Messiah in the Leide, who wasn't the mother, thus felt in Kiyivole. That's what others say. Rashi seems to say you need a Kriya, and Rabbi Yankiv says it doesn't mean a Kriya of a Caesarean. In order to take it out, you have to make some sort of a Kriya to to pull out the blood. Now that's called Yaitzidayf. But it went out there, Harech, and that's also called Yaitzidayf. Fine. So Rabbi Yankiv is Moirer, this is Akashe. He blives by a Tzorachim, so let's just say the Akashe. Rabbi Yankiv says, the halacha is that, Isha Kisazri, Beyol de Zoko, Tomashi Vashyomim, Bayayim Mashmini, Zimol Psar Olosai, Bayayim Mashmini, Afilu Bishabbos. The Gemara says in Yesh Noichon Ha'aloche, which is Ke'el Amaisa, that a Yaitse, if a Behemah was, a child was born, a Yaitse Doifon, there's no Tumas Leide, so Mamela, it's not Doiche Shabbos. Bayayim Mashmini, Yimol Psar Olosai, is Afkibis, the Tomashi Vashyomim. But not the Tomashi Vashyomim, so Mamela, so if you don't have Tumas Leide, you don't have, it's not Doiche Shabbos. So Rabbi Yankiv says, so from this Rashi we see that a Yaitzi Doifen is considered that if the Gmar Leida was not Al Yedei Ha'em, the Gmar Leida was not Al Yedei Ha'em, and according to other Rashi says, Karu Avaisle, there was some sort of a Kra, even though it went to Harechem. Others say a little less than that, a little it was without a Kra, but that's called a Yaitzi Doifen. So Rabbi Yankiv blies about Tzorachim Negodah, how do we make Berisin on Shabbos? We should have to be Mevarer, before you make a Berisin on Shabbos, you have to ask the doctor how the delivery was, how, he blies by Tzorachim. This is a Pesach, a Maimah HaMuskel. I think we'll have to stop here.